time for some dog news. I suppose technically today's dog news is dingo news. This is about dingoes. Back in 2019, an incredibly cute dingo pup was found hiding and crying in the garden of a backyard in northeastern Victoria. Marks on the pup's body suggested he'd been dropped from the clutches of an eagle flying overhead. The pup was named Wandy and became an Instagram sensation, and DNA tests reported he was pure dingo. Soon after his crash landing, Wandy took up residence at the Dingo Discovery Centre northwest of Melbourne, which is run by Lynn Watson. Lynn Watson said she was so excited at the time because there'd been a widespread belief pure dingoes were going extinct in southeastern Australia as they interbred with other members of the dog family. She said, "We thought Wandy was a rare find." Wandy was between 8 and 10 weeks as old when he fell from the sky. But pure dingoes may not be as rare as once thought. According to authors of a new genetic study, Australia-wide, 64% were found to be pure dingo. While some dingoes have a dash of domestic dog, as a population, they are apparently retaining their genetic identity. And that's today's dog news. But my dad used to have a pet before I was born or anything. He had a pet dingo that he named Ginger that used to ride on his motorbike with its paws up on the handlebars. So I'll give him a call after Belinda Carlisle and Jonas Brothers, and I'll get him to tell you about it.
Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hey, Adam. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, no, it's not Adam. It's the police calling. We heard on CFM that you used to own a pet dingo, and unfortunately we're going to have to arrest you.
Have you heard of a little thing called the statute of limitation?
You'd studied a bit of law at uni, didn't you?
I did indeed.
Yeah, there he goes with his...
Otherwise, mum would be the word.
So we came across a dog news story on today's dog news, which was about there's more dingoes in Australia than they thought, because they thought most wild dingoes had bred at some point with some kind of dog, but they've been testing and they found that 64% were found to be pure dingo. Now, you used to own a pet dingo named Ginger, so you're the scientific expert on this whole thing in a way.
Indeed I am. She was a beautiful dog.
A beautiful what?
Dog. Dingo's a dog, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, you're the scientific expert, so I guess so.
Well, if I say it, it's true then.
Was Ginger a pure dingo, though?
She was a pure dingo. She was an Alpine dingo, which is a white dingo, and they were bred in the Lone Pine Sanctuary in Queensland. And I had a couple of mates that worked up there, and they were going to put these pups down. They weren't looking after them. They were in awful condition. So me and my mates, we decided we'd go up and rescue a few of them. So we went up one night, and we had the key, so it wasn't breaking and entering, but it was probably entering with our permission. And we got these pups out. We got three or four. So all the other ones we ended up taking back because they were a little bit savage. They were, after all, purebred dingoes, and that's what dingoes are. So, but Ginger was a beautiful dog, could jump. I got a couple of offers from breeders of Kelpies. Apparently, you know, this is what they told me, apparently with Kelpies you have to keep breeding the dingo back into them every so often or they go stupid. Mm. And so I got offers. People wanted to buy my dog off me. Mm. And of course she wasn't for sale. I think in the end somebody knocked her off because I wouldn't sell her to them. But she was great. I used to go on the motorbike with me. I'd pat the petrol tank and she'd jump up and sit on my lap. People would watch you going down the street with his dog hanging off there. And when you go around corners, she'd lean right over to the edge. She was great.
And what, she had her paws up on the handlebars or something?
That's how
you manoeuvred.
She'd sit her bum on the edge of the seat with her arms up on the petrol tank.
Well, how did you take care of her? Like, how did you take her to the vet if it's illicit to have such an animal in your possession?
Well, I had a very nice, kind vet, and I told him it was a Kelpie cross, and he said, "Oh, right, you might have trouble with people calling him a dingo." And, so he let me know that he knew, but he was okay with it, and he would take care of her should she need it.
Yeah, nice.
Inoculations that, but they weren't looking after him in Lone Pine Sanctuary anyway. They were flea-ridden. If they got caught doing that now, they'd be in trouble. This is about 40 years ago.
Thanks, Dad. That's Dad's dingo ginger.
Yeah.
The white dingo.
God bless you. It was a beauty.
The Long Lunch with Adam Davison on CFM.